Pulitzer here with this week's column from CourthouseNews.com. So, what qualifications do you have to be a judge? Are there any? It seems like there ought to be some qualifications, but apparently it's not clear what they are. Last week a federal judge was quoted in the New York Times as saying that there is a, quote, continuing debate within the legal profession about the qualifications required of a trial judge, close quote. There is? I couldn't find much evidence of this debate, at least I couldn't after an exhaustive 5 minutes or so on Google. It seemed, at least before the current crop of federal bench appointments, that the basic requirement was knowing something about law. But how important is that? It's the lawyers on each side who have to come up with all the legal arguments. All the judge has to do is read their stuff and pick a winner. Well, actually, he or she doesn't even have to read the filings. No one will know. Be that as it may, there are certain politicians and pundits insisting that these judicial nominees need to understand basic legal principles or know what a courtroom looks like. Picky, picky, picky. Fortunately, for judicial hopefuls, what I was able to find in my 5 Google minutes is a lot of good advice for getting a job as a judge. Judging, after all, is a pretty secure profession, so anyone currently unemployed should look into this. Learn.org, for example, provides a 5-step formula for becoming a judge. It starts with, quote, obtain an undergraduate degree, close quote. And the most critical advice is step 4, quote, become appointed for or elected to the court, close quote. Why didn't I think of that? For more detailed career advice, wikihow.com offers a more detailed roadmap that begins with, quote, if you're in high school, focus on getting a good score on your college entrance exams, close quote. You should also get a bachelor's degree from a 4-year university and later complete law school. I don't know. That seems a bit complicated and time-consuming to me, but you can decide for yourself whether all of that is worth it. The best part of the WikiHow page, though, comes in the questions section at the bottom of the webpage. Go there first. The first question is, quote, why should I do this? I don't want to be a judge, close quote. There is a response from the article author, but I don't think it's the correct one. What he should have said was, good, we don't want you to be a judge either. I recommend coming up with your own answers to all the questions that appear here. For example, the second question is, quote, I'm 12 years old. How do I prepare to become a judge, close quote. Better answer. Wear a black robe to school and use your gavel on anyone who laughs at you. Real question, quote, how do I become a judge if I am currently a medical student? Actually, I can't top the real answer, which ends with, quote, you could also become close friends with a president or a governor and befriend many senators, close quote. That's the path to the Supreme Court. There's also cron.com, which notes that, quote, the U.S. Constitution guides the process for confirming a federal judge, but does not specify qualifications, close quote. The Constitution doesn't seem to specify qualifications for much of anything else either. The cron.com page, by the way, qualifies for our collection of odd web page illustrations. Go look at it if you have a chance. It's a picture of a judge with the top, or a person, I don't know if she's a judge, with the top half of her head cut off. It's very strange. I think what they're trying to tell us is that all a judge needs is a mouth, not a brain. If you want a mystery to explore, consider the advice on study.com that comes under the headline, quote, should I become a judge, close quote, and then completely ignores the question. It may be because the answer is almost always no. See you next week.